people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
And I want to talk about just something simple I call your on-demand guidance system. So often when we misplace something, we walk around not finding it. We are seeking it and not finding it. We are looking for it rather than finding it. And I mean this in little ways and in big ways. I don't know why I always do this. Whenever I get a phone, I get a black case. And then it's like it blends in with everything. And so I'm always going, where's my phone? And one of the things I do is instead of looking for it, I stop and take a second. And you can say, universe, God, higher self, hey me, whatever you consider to be something that is more intelligent or in that moment can find what it is you're looking for. And say, help me find, or where did I leave, or whatever. And I've done this. I do this all the time. And it's amazing that when you do that, then all of a sudden, you either tend to remember, or you find it, or something like that. I was looking for something yesterday. And like I said, it's so difficult now because literally everything is wrapped in plastic. Teddy just went under the plastic to try and find a place to lie down. And I couldn't find something, and it was behind something else. And so I'm walking around, but I'm not quite walking far enough to look behind this thing. And so I'm looking, and finally I went, whoa, I remember what I need to do. And I said, I use the term God, help me find whatever it is. And I mean, within 15 seconds, it's like you go from looking to finding, because in that moment you express your faith. Now, if you haven't tried this, you may think it's silly. If you have tried this, you probably know it works. It is in that moment just tapping into what I like to call your on-demand guidance system. And yesterday morning, I got up really early, which I always do, and I want to pick up a book. So my daughter gave me this book the last time I was in Kansas City, The Essential Plato, which I've never read Plato before. It's a big book. So yesterday, I've not even opened it, but it's been sitting on this counter. And yesterday, I had this particular thing that was buzzing around in my head. I know that happens for you. Things that, you know, buzz around in your head, like you can't figure something out, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it just is like I think of it as like a rock in a shoe, but it's going around in your head. And it just keeps rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. And I woke up yesterday morning with this particular thing going on in my head. And I was like, man, I got to, and I just kept unsettled feeling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I said, you know what, God, give me some guidance on this. And for some reason, I chose to pick up this book, which, as you can see, is huge. And I just opened it and I didn't mark the page, but I just started to read and I went, that is literally the answer that I'm looking for. The way we find these answers is by acknowledging to ourselves that we have a question. That's what Abraham Hicks calls sending out a rocket of desire. We send out something that we want by acknowledging what it is we don't want, which is the absence of the thing. And then when we turn it over, and that's the key, we ask for help. That ask and it is given. That's why the name of the book by Abraham Hicks is Ask and It Is Given. Ask, and when you ask, it is given. Most of us don't take the time to ask. We walk around, we feel silly. Or in some cases, I actually used to, when I was a minister of church, people would say, I don't want to bother God. God is handling everything and still playing ping pong. He's got plenty of time, so don't worry about bothering God. I just made that up. I don't know. I said that because I was watching kids play ping pong yesterday. Begin to tap in and to ask. If you're lacking something, whether it's physical, you can't find your phone, which happens for me. There we go. Or you're looking for guidance for something. It was so amazing yesterday after I was struggling with this issue yesterday morning. I kept thinking through this particular challenge in my head, ruminating, as we do, convincing myself that I'm actually trying to solve it, but really I'm just running it through. And finally, in that moment, I said, I need some guidance in this. And to have said, open the book, open to that particular page, and this book is 23. And to find exactly what it was I was looking for. There is a connection there. And you have that same connection. I once was driving down a country road in South Carolina, and I saw this sign in front of a Baptist church, and I thought it was really good. Oh, Teddy found his toy. That's why he was in the plastic. Here we go. It's on. I'll give you a second to look at this, and then I'll tell you the story, because he is adorable. He will do this forever. Isn't that cute? I don't know if you can hear him growling. The sign said, if you're feeling distant, if God feels distant, guess which one of you moved. Let me say that again. I want to make sure I say it right or somewhat close. If you're feeling distant from God, or if you're feeling God is removed from you, guess which one of you moved. In other words, the universe is always a force for good that is flowing in and through us. The thing is, oftentimes we shut it off just in our little things. And the more we can keep that flow going, open the faucet with little things like, hey, God, help me find my phone, or, you know, hey, higher self, or whatever you choose to call it, help me know what to say to this person in this situation to keep everything calm and sweet. Help me to know how to address this. When we ask for help, we receive it, but most of us don't ask. And it's there. It is absolutely there. Right, buddy? He's looking at me like, why can't you pick up my toy and throw it? Bring it to me and I'll throw it. Let me see what your comments are. And because I said, bring it to me and I'll throw it, it's time for everybody to click share. Thank you to those of you who click share so often, and I appreciate that. That's how we continue to build our online community. I wonder who's going to be the first one to click share. I'm standing up outside of my kitchen today because there is no place to sit. I've covered everything. Actually, I have a folding chair. So I might have to get that. All right. Grateful for the end of the semester, says Anne. Oh, that's always such a good feeling, isn't it? I remember one of my favorite quotes from the Ted Lasso show is, there's no such thing as last day jitters. Isn't that great? No such thing as last day jitters. Everybody gets first day jitters. Happy Friday. Grateful for another day to get it all done, says Heather. There you go. I walk around saying the phone is in my hand. That's smart. That is really smart, Willow. I think that's a great idea. All of a sudden, this jumped. Here we go. Apple Watch is so helpful. It can ping the phone. Grateful. Yes, I also use Tile. I have Tile on my headphones. So if I can find my headphones, I press that and it'll find my phone. There's a prayer of St. Anthony that works every time. I've heard of that one. Yes, you make me laugh happily. Willow, thank you. Shared. Willow's the first one to share. I have a sign in my kitchen that says, good morning. This is God. I will be handling all your problems today. Yeah, that's awesome. The challenge is we tend to take things back, you know? 44 degrees in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Grateful for a good boss at work, says Dominic and Juanita, wishing everybody a happy Friday. Trish says, great message. That's so sweet of you. Thank you, Trish, very much. Hope you're having a great day. Remember the good old days when the phone hung on the wall? Yeah. I don't know. I like today much better, I have to say. I remember the good old days when you couldn't tell who was calling and you didn't have answering machines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wow, all of a sudden, tons of clicks. Love it when this happens. It can happen way more often than we know. Coincidence equals coincidence. I like that. Ashley says, shared. Thank you. Meemaw has shared. And Gloria shared. Sharing, says Linda Ann Starnes. Thank you so much. Mary Meyer says, good morning and thank you for sharing your positive thoughts. Mary, thank you for being here with us. Gloria says she's grateful for me. That's awesome. It was so funny because of not knowing if they were coming, trying to get it. Because I literally unwrap most of the place and then have to wrap it back up every day. And I've done this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days in a row. I didn't know if I would get to us doing a Jumpstart today, but I'm glad we did. Well, share too, says Mary Minor. That's great. Just so listen, today talk to your higher power. That's the way you maintain that communication. Talk to whatever you consider to be God about little things and big things. Living by myself, sometimes I'll just have these long conversations, okay? And that is a healthy thing. That is not an unhealthy thing, because you can't really, there's no wrong way to talk to your higher self or to the universe or to God. And I think I've used enough euphemisms for you all to feel that I'm not trying to proselytize or push a religion. Listen, everybody, you've got a higher power out there. You've got an internal on-demand guidance system. Give it a try. Ask for advice. Ask to find things. Ask for guidance, and you'll get it. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.